USA Women's Hockey Team is now the Great American Olympic Hope, by Sean Gregory. As expected, the United States Women's Hockey Team defeated Finland with ease on Monday afternoon at the Olympic Tournament semifinals in South Korea. The 5-0 win pushes the U.S. into the gold medal game. Let me speak for all Americans when I say, phew, if Finland had upset the Americans, and a Finland victory would have been a monumental upset, panic would have overswept the nation. Enraged fans would have lit sticks, hockey, and stones, curling, on fire. Yes, the great Olympic meltdown of 2018 would have been all but complete, but don't go berserk quite yet. The women's hockey team is here to save us. You may have heard that Team USA hasn't exactly been rocking the medal count. As of late Sunday in the U.S., the Americans were tied for 6th in the total medals standings, with 10, a full 16 pieces of hardware behind medals leader Norway. Sure, Norway's a cross-country skiing factory and a general winter wonderland, but Norway's up by like 7 touchdowns in the third quarter. Even a Norwegian freestyle skater, Øystein Bratten, won the slopestyle event on Sunday. Events like extreme skiing was pretty much invented to pad the American medal count. The Americans swept the slopestyle podium in Sochi and won just a silver here. For context, Team USA won 28 medals 4 years ago in Sochi to Norway's 26. The measly totals in Pyeongchang are particularly embarrassing because the United States sent the largest Winter Olympic team in history, 242 athletes strong, to South Korea. But don't panic quite yet. While the American women's hockey team won't single-handedly make up the medal difference, its pursuit of a first hockey gold in 2 decades is something worth cheering for. The American onslaught of Finland in the semis started early when Gigi Marvin, on an assist from captain Megan Duggan, scored just over 2 minutes into the game. Later in the period, Danny Camoranssi picked off a pass and fired an unassisted shot past Finnish goaltender Noora Rahti to give the Americans a 2-0 lead. In the second period, Jocelyn Lemieux-Davidson, who scored 2 goals in 6 seconds against the Olympic athletes from Russia, OAR, during round-robin play, put the Americans up 3-0 when she fired a slap shot into the net while the Americans held a 5-on-3 advantage on the ice. And as in the Russia game, Team USA came back with a quick goal, though it was Hillary Knight who joined the fray. Knight scored 34 seconds later on a power play to effectively clinch it. "You had to have a gold medal mentality today," says U.S. coach Rob Stauber. "There's no way you can go out there and do what we did if your foot's not on the gas. We did things right from start to finish." So now the U.S. likely faces arch rival Canada, winner of every Olympic tournament since the 2002 Salt Lake City Games in Thursday's gold medal duel. Canada plays the OAR squad in another semifinal late Monday in South Korea. Canada hasn't lost an Olympic hockey game in 20 years, since February 17, 1998 in Nagano, when the Americans won 3-1 and took the first-ever Olympic women's tournament. Americans, besides the women's hockey team, could win gold. Skier Lindsey Vonn will race in the downhill event on Wednesday. She won the downhill in Vancouver. Michaela Schifrin, already 1 of 5 American gold medalists with her giant slalom win last week, could join her in that race, and Schifrin's a favorite in the combined slalom and downhill event, which is scheduled for Friday. Americans could grab gold in women's and men's half-pipe skiing. Maddie Bowman and David Wise are the defending champs in those events. Medals in bobsled and ice dancing are also up for grabs. Still, a women's hockey gold medal would just feel better than the others. Canada beat the U.S. 2-1 in a preliminary round contest. Players like Duggan and Knight and Lemieux-Davidson have lost 2 straight gold medal games to Canada. The Sochi defeat is still bitter. In that gold medal game, the Americans blew a late 2-0 lead and lost in overtime 3-2. These American players leave little doubt that they're seeking vengeance. "Everything's at stake," Duggan said before the Olympics even started. Though the 4 straight snowboarding golds the Americans won in the first week of the games, by Red Gerard, Jamie Anderson, Chloe Kim, and Sean White on successive days, were at times electrifying, Another win outside the X Games genre would be nice. Speed skating, for example, has been a bust. The American men have come up empty in alpine skiing, and Shiffrin missed the podium in slalom, her best event. A hockey win over a tough opponent adds an extra sweetener. We celebrate rival victories in hockey like no other. But the Russian men's hockey team crushed the U.S. 4-0 in a preliminary round game. The men start their elimination games on Tuesday. The U.S. men are still in the mix, but haven't looked all that strong. So hockey hopes fall on the women. Some of the players have had casual conversations about U.S. underperformance at these Olympics with their teammates, but they're not using it as some sort of rallying cry. Let's do it for those suffering American fans! We're at the Olympics. There's enough pressure as it is, says Monique Lamoureux-Morando, Jocelyn's twin sister, and another veteran of those two straight gold medal game losses to Canada. But Stauber, the team's coach, and his players are not blind to reality. At the end of the day, we have very proud players, he says. We can feel that we have a lot of people pulling for us. There's nothing we'd love more than to deliver what they are pulling for. A panicked America would be grateful.